currently, 40% of those needing a kidney get it from a relative or a friend. But sometimes they can't. The living donor and patient are medically incompatible. Strangers are sometimes paired, ensuring each couple gets the needed kidney. This creates a chain of donors. However, that chain doesn't get very long, says UW-Madison professor David Weimer. He's with the La Follette School of Public Affairs.
The problem is that there are relatively few altruistic donors. We're talking a couple hundred a year.
Weimer's proposing a system to get more donor kidneys by paying for the first one. The recipient of that kidney would then have a friend or relative give. On and on it goes, creating a donation chain. Under Weimer's proposal, the federal government would pay for kidneys that would be purchased and distributed by a nonprofit group and then given to existing transplant centers who have the longest list of donor chains. He said there would be strict rules to prevent exploitation of the poor.
In other words, make sure the person knew everything about the transaction. If someone said they were going to donate, you would allow them to withdraw at any point up to the actual donation.
The World Health Organization opposes commercial organ trade. Weimer says his plan would not be a direct purchase of a kidney. He predicts more people will need kidney transplants in the future. He says risk factors for renal disease are growing, while the supply of cadaver kidneys is likely to dwindle as the nation gets better at preventing fatal car accidents. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.